Tom Mitchell, head of program at the Climate Change, Environment and Forests program here at ODI. Tom, you recently co-authored the IPCC report on extreme weather, which showed that man-made activity was contributing to an increase in episodes of extreme weather. You might think this would give an imperative going into the COP17 negotiations in Durban. Did that play out in reality?
Well, I think, Jonathan, we see that for a long time there's been a cleavage between what the science is telling us and what how the politics has been reacting. I think what we saw in Durban, though, is a number of the negotiating blocks digging their heels in and saying, look, we know that the science is certain. We know that we've got a big gap in the amount of emissions if we're going to achieve 2 degrees of change. And we know that climate change is already happening and damaging the poorest countries. You know, this was a COP in Africa. You can see it on the front line. So I think we saw very clear political positions on the basis of that science. But then equally we saw other political positions that completely ignored that science and took into account really significant national political pressures. So we've got an interesting dichotomy there between those who really believe the science and want to act on the science and those who have kind of more, I'd say, selfish kind of national political interests at heart.
Tom, you mentioned a dichotomy, something which came up frequently in Busan and has come out of the Durban discussions too, is the end of a dichotomy between developing and developed countries. Is that something that you saw in Durban? And if so, how do you think it could affect climate change mitigation processes?
Yeah, and so the dichotomy I described was certainly not between developed and developing. In fact, what you saw was the very conspicuous relationship that there's formed now between the small island developing states, the least developed countries, and the countries of the European Union, acting together to say, look, it's not enough to continue along the path that we're continuing, and we need an ambitious outcome. And on the other hand, you have a set of countries, developed countries, who we would consider less progressive, Canada, United States, Japan, Australia, on this agenda, who are really looking to slow down the whole agenda. And then you have the big emerging players, the Chinas, Indias, Brazil, South Africas, that really held incredible sway in these negotiations. But again, seeing a degree of separation between that group as well, with, on the one hand, Brazil and South Africa very keen to act in some instances, and then, on the other hand, China and India really making sure that there's the best possible outcome for them, recognising that the burden of responsibility lies elsewhere.